Hello, Jolene.
Yes.
Hi, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. She's had an earful of me with failed attempts at getting on Google.
Well, we're definitely here to help.
I'm at $4,000 altogether on trying to get my name out there. And $4,000 and 6 months later, I've not had the first phone call, and you cannot pull me up by roofing companies even. So nothing of what was supposed to happen for that $4,000 has happened.
So, who are you working with?
I think it was called APN.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not.
I had a guy that handled all of that with them after I made the initial deal on the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, you're going to have to handle this because I'm not tech savvy and they can sell me. I said, I don't even call Norton to come in on my computer blind and fix something. I said, that stresses me out. I don't even like to turn that computer on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 40 inch computer screen. It takes
nice.
I could see the world from it. Girl, just turn it on. It's supposed to be a TV and a computer.
Uh-huh.
And just as soon as I got everything up and running, got my direct dish thing attached to it, Microsoft sent out a repair kit. And further research revealed that once they sent that out, the sound would no longer work on a direct TV box to your high-dollar 40-inch screen computer / TV.
Oh,
and they wanted $50 a month to fix that little
box, right?
That little box that they turned off. I said it worked fine before you sent this little worm or whatever y'all sent out to get more business. And I said, I'm not going to play your game. So, you know, I just took my DirecTV off of it. I turned that computer off, and I had barely ever turned it on. I don't even walk in my office. It's so frustrating me. Why would MSM send Microsoft send something to fix your computer that breaks it and then want to charge you $49.99 a month?
Well, that's why.
To fix it.
That's why.
That's what I said. I said,
yeah, because they're going to get that
stupid
money from you. Yeah, you're not stupid. You're smart, actually, and they don't want you to know. You know?
And
it's terrible.
Best Buy Geeks didn't. They're
Geek
the ones
what?
That said, yeah, oh, here, buy this. You need to buy this stuff. Anytime I find out all that stuff, $300-$400 worth of software, was already on that brand new computer.
Holy
and
cow.
And when I put that business that they had sold me,
mm-hmm.
onto it, it squelched the software that was on there that would have done all the same things, but this
mm-hmm.
one cost you $99 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So all my files, everything was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For something I didn't need.
Mm. Well, who built the website for you?
I'm telling you, that was a guy that was working for me, and he's got big dreams. He wants this little mom. There's not even a pop. He wants this little mom company that I've had for 30-something years doing word-of-mouth business in the roofing and gutters and, you know, storm damage.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to turn this into, he said, oh, I could probably do over $1 million every couple of months. He said,
mm-hmm.
easily do 10 jobs a month. Well, a year later, he had done one.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that it was my fault because I didn't have a web page and Google business and all this stuff. So I said, well, okay. And so I got with the company and said that they were going to supply all that.
Mm-hmm.
And all we need to do is walk through
mm-hmm.
building that page with one of their reps. Well, that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, here, we sent you instructions, you do it. Well, are y'all going to maintain this? Oh, no, we don't do any of that.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We just send your name out to our affiliates all
mm.
across the world. I said,
across the world?
Well, I said, only roof.
In Texas?
You know, 60 miles from my house, max.
Right.
I said, preferably on my same street is better.
Right.
And so they're sending out, I said, I never even heard. Well, here we, there's 70 people we send this out to that's affiliated with Google, Alexa, iPhone,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
name is, Siri, all those people.
Nobody does any of that garbage anymore.
Well, it cost me $2,500.
I'm so sorry. That's terrible. Well, we could definitely help. So you don't have access to the website yourself because the guy used to work for you or he still does?
He doesn't anymore, but he did come over a few days ago.
Okay.
And put down all the passwords and everything to make me the admin of that web page.
Nice.
And also
I'm glad
that so I have access to change because I have a friend. It's actually my ex-husband's niece that's been in this business, but she does bigger things, like even to the point of planning big sales events and all that. But part of her job is maintaining their web pages and stuff. And so she said, I'll give you a little discount. Let me get your web page straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because unless you're renovating big office buildings on the, you know, 19th floor downtown Fort Worth, this website is not saying what you want it to say. And I said, tell me about it. And he's already cut it down by half.
Holy
I said,
cow.
Because he wants to do that. He had
grandiose
wants to do that.
Dream. Yeah, he had real grandiose dreams.
Yes, and he had no money.
Mm.
He couldn't even make a truck payment a month.
Mm.
His poor little wife was having to work to just keep him with gas money and their truck payments paid. And they were staying with friends. And I thought, I said, why would you even want to come to work and get this started when you don't even have a warm market in this area? He came from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I used to live here. I lived here until I was in my 20s before I left.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, then you should have lots of friends. And I said, and where did you live? And he told me, I said, those have all been just blasted by hell.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you should have relatives and friends all up and down the road. He hasn't had one relative or one friend.
Mm.
With one job. The one job he got, I don't know how he got it. Some, in the town that he was staying with some people, I guess they knew somebody.
Mm.
And I said, if you want to do this stuff that's going to cost monthly, you've got to have some revenue coming in to justify it. Well, we can't have revenue come in until we do it. I said, well, how did I get all this stuff that I own?
Right.
And I've never had it. I don't even know how to get on Facebook, and I've had three people put me Facebook pages, and he finally came, like I said, a few days ago and deleted two of those Facebook pages, but with those two, he deleted, took all of my reviews with him. With that, they deleted right along with those two old websites because I had a walk-on roofing and concrete because I used to do concrete repair, and then I just had a plain walk-on roofing one.
Okay.
So all that went away, so now I'm fresh with this Facebook page. Did you see it? I have a Facebook page, Walk-On Renovation.
I did look at it because we include Facebook advertising with this package. So just to make sure you're in the right place, you do want to expand your online marketing through Google, right?
I wanted a live Google business page and how to put pictures on it so that maybe I would get a single phone call.
That's what we do for you.
But,
so you don't pay no $4,000 to do it. It's $249 a month. It's month to month. There's no contract.
What's the upfront fee to have to get everything together? Do I need to get my webpage? I've got a girl that's supposed to fix that webpage, but
the $249, that's all it is to get it going. If you choose to move forward today, $100 of that $249 budget's going directly to the Facebook ads monthly. So we go ahead and include all that with your package and your price point. It's all inclusive. So you don't have to pay anything additional to get it going. If you're going to have the website taken care of externally, then it'll just be the $249. If you want us to take care of the website, we can do a complete rebuild. It's a one-time $100 cost.
For $100, you do a complete rebuild of the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then for an additional $249 per month, you maintain that website, you maintain Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Profile. Well, you pick up the phone when it rings, but you also have to, it's a relationship, right? It's not,
okay.
It's not just a, hey, here, take my money, hope for the best. We're going to be in contact with you. You get a tracking and reporting system to be able to track the results. Your job is to get reviews. So we're going to send you a tiny URL link, a tiny link to help gain and gather the five-star reviews, because you do need five-star reviews. It's going to help you gain jobs in your area because you're in one of the bigger areas. So we're going to provide the programming to the Google profile, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We're going to give you a link so that you can go ahead and you can give us access to make to help you to get the five-star reviews. So we give you a tiny, it's called a tiny URL, or it can be a QR code with a link that's actually going to help you to get all the reviews that you need, that's going to help your company. I'm sure after all these years in business and you being around for so long, you have plenty of people willing to say something nice about you, right?
Yeah.
Right. So we want
I got that many cousins.
Exactly. Exactly. Dude, you're like the only one that picks up on what I'm putting down here.
Okay. Dear Lord, my mother's one of 9 kids.
There you go. Put them family views.
Yeah.
Okay. And then $100 of your $249 budget is going to the Facebook ads every month. And this is the thing, Jolene. It's month to month. There's no contract. We earn your business month in and month out. We're not here to break the bank. We're here to earn your business. Once we get it up and running and show you exactly what we can do, and you're making the money you need to make, getting the calls that you need to get, you're going to invest more into your marketing. We know it because we've seen it happen for the past 19 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. You want to give it a shot? Let me help you.
So here's my... It's not the money. That's not. It's a little bit the money because I don't have any. I haven't had any jobs this whole year, so it's a little bit the money. But I'm willing to pay a little bit to get some jobs.
Yeah.
It just takes 2 roofing jobs will cover me,
right,
for several months. You know, if I just
several
get 2
months.
Jobs out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And we tell you,
so I got other bills I need to pay with that.
Right.
Some of that
okay.
money that has come from, but I don't have any computer. Stabby, so
you don't have to.
I think what broke down last time,
yeah, we literally walked
was I let somebody else walk through it. I need to walk through it instead of letting my employee walk through it.
Mm-hmm. Gonna teach you
because I was lost.
Yeah, we're gonna
okay.
teach you everything. We even send you, we actually send you YouTube videos on how to navigate everything. We have team members that will literally hop on the phone with you and walk you through it. We make this very, very easy to navigate because at the end of the day, most of the companies that we're working with are owner-operators. Now, you might not be up there on the roof, okay? but you're still,
I've been up there on the roof, yeah.
I bet you
on
have.
On some types of repairs.
I could tell you're that kind of gal, but what I'm saying is you're still on site. You're still working very hard for your company. You're not over here just collecting a paycheck, pointing your fingers, okay? So you have to understand how it works. And
yes, that is the right sentence. You just said it. I have never, ever understood how it worked.
So let me tell you how it works, okay? So the first thing that we do is we have a client interview. You have an interview with my technician, and we break this down in, with all due respect, in layman's terms, okay? We make it super, super simple because we are 90% of the time we're dealing with people who have no idea what this stuff is. It's like techie talk. Your eyes glaze over, right?
Yes.
I got
like I said, I'm 67.
I got you, okay? My eyes glaze over.
And I've just buried my dementia mother, and so I've been dealing with dementia with my mother for 5 years and my invalid brother, and they both just passed in the last month. And so I have, my brain, I thought, what am I doing? I thought I was taking a medication that was causing temporary memory loss. I thought, well, shit, I can't even remember their name, much less how to help them.
Lord.
And I kept losing my words and losing my words. And when I was doing my mother's medical stuff I was reading this stuff, and I said, if she has dementia, why are you giving her all these drugs that cause memory loss and all this kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, well, there's more good things than they're doing than that bad stuff, because she got dementia, she already got that loss. That part of her brain's dead. So the other effects of these things are helping. I said, okay, I'm no doctor.
Right.
And so I started reading them, and girl, would you believe that one of those drugs I had been taking for about 5 years.
Which one?
And it's called Topamax, and it was for Topamate. And Topamax was the brand name, and it was supposed to help the people that's going through radiation or chemotherapy.
Okay.
My son had a spell of that, and they gave him for headaches and stuff. He lost weight. I said, what are you taking this in weight? He said, this is all I've got. And he handed me that bottle, and I said, that's not even a controlled substance or nothing. He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for keep you don't have migraines. He said, but it makes everything taste funny, and so I don't want to eat it. And I said, well, I'll ask my doctor give me some of that if I can lose some weight, because I was trying. That was in my 40-pound weight loss, and it did help, because everything tasted, things that you're not supposed to do anyway, like Cokes.
Candy, sugar, yeah.
It made the Cokes be totally flat, as if you had shook them up with all the fizz out of them and then drank them lukewarm. That's what it made Coke taste.
Yeah.
So it helped me get past that.
Yeah,
Coke.
That little hump, huh?
Yeah. And then they came out with the diet drug that had Phentermine, which is a controlled substance, and Topamax mixed with it on a time-release program, but it was like $300-something a month to take it. I didn't have any insurance, and they won't pay for that type of stuff anyway. So I asked my doctor, I said, well, give me that little Phentermine, and let me do this Topamax with it, and I'll break it up and take it through the day as a time release and see if I can mimic this high dollar diet. Well, I did. I lost about 30 pounds.
Wow.
But I just continued, you know, you have to put a gun on them to get thinner, I mean, but
you do.
She continued to give me that Topamax stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I had been taking it. I had never looked up anything. I just
said
that's what it was for headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was like listed in the first two or three was temporary memory loss, blurred vision.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had gone and had eye surgery because I couldn't see anymore. All this stuff, it was that damn drug.
Wow.
And I got off of that, girl, and my mind has started coming back to me. And then, of course, I got through my brother's estate, and I buried my mom 90 days ago, and her estate stuff is all but the last little dregs finished as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I've got a new lease on life. And so I told him, I said, okay, I'm ready to go. Then by then he had moved to McKinney, so he was gone anyway. So now here I am with no jobs, a $4,000 bad memory of all the advertising. It wasn't all that one. That company was $2,500. But the other, that, and that was including the 6 months of maintenance. But they got to tell you if it's not up.
Yeah, they do. They got to tell you if it's not up. But so that's the thing is we literally give you a username and password where you can log on to track the success of the package, Jolene, and you'll be able to see everything. So the first thing is that you have a client interview with the technician. And what the technician does is they're going to verify keywords and service radius. They're going to get access. They're going to literally send you invitations to give us access so that we can manage your listings for you properly and get everything programmed in. So we actually go in and do the programming, the keywords, the backlinking, the manual submissions, everything that's going to put your company onto the first page of Google services. That's what we do, okay? And then we maintain it, because this is the thing, is your success is literally our success. If you're not seeing success with a package, you have no reason to stay with it, because we don't have to lock you into a long-term contract in order to get or keep your business. My company has been doing this for almost 20 years. We've been in business for 19 and a half years, And we've been a Google Premier partner. So Google has actually deemed my company as one of their partners to sell, use, and produce Google products on their behalf. Because Google themselves doesn't sell this product. They have the small to medium sized business owner like you deal with their premier partners like us. So we take care of all this for you. And then we train you on what it is that we need from you to get reviews, to maintain and give us new photos so that we have fresh content. You will have to, you know, respond to your clients in a timely manner. But we make it where we can eliminate the spam and the robocalls. We include all the programming that puts everything front and center for you and gets the phone ringing within the first 30 to 45 days. That's what the terms and conditions state. Max of 30 to 45 days for full placement.
Okay.
Okay.
I am currently looking to have that web page fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I am currently looking for help to get it on there.
Well, you can always add it. Say you start with the 249, and then you call me back in. You know, if you don't have the 348 right now to do the whole bit, then you call me back in a couple weeks or a month or so and say, hey, I want the website revamped, and go ahead and pay it then.
Don't you think the website's going to have to be revamped to hit people?
Well, it would definitely help. It would definitely help, but this is the thing. You have something in place right now. Having a website and it not being properly marketed is like having a billboard in the middle of the desert. Okay?
Yeah, I get that. That's
right
what I'm concerned about, it being not fixed right away.
Yeah, but right now you don't even have the billboard. You're not even on the main highway. You're in the desert.
Okay.
We've got to get you on the main highway. So, I mean, yes, I recommend the website, absolutely. That's why I offered it to you. However, I don't know what your finances look like. I know you just said things are pretty tight. Can you swing the 348 to get everything going?
I may could by the first or next week.
Okay.
Get
it all squared up.
Well, yeah,
just start off right.
If you could
do the 249 so we can get the programming underway, right, and begin that, and then you have that other gal who said she was going to help you for free, right, your family member?
No, it's family. I got a discounted rate from her, but
oh.
It was going to... I figured for her to do the website with her discounted hourly rate, I was still going to be out about $80.
Okay.
Just for her to fix the website part.
Okay.
Which, that would mean getting her back over here. But what I liked about that deal is it was a person sitting
mm-hmm.
beside me at
mm-hmm.
that computer saying,
right.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
To where I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Do this. Do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the YouTube videos and things like that, girl, I'm watching YouTube trying to just fix the battery pack on my fancy faucet in my kitchen. I'm going, what? Where? I don't know. It's just not doing that, figuring it out on your own stuff is,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes somebody on the phone is not even doing it. Norton came in and they say, just push this button and I'll just take this computer over. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit there and watch.
Mm-hmm.
But so many times I wanted to yell at that to say, stop. What did you just do?
Mm-hmm.
So that I could do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that happens all the time. Like my printer going offline. Oh my God, why does it keep going offline? I have no clue, but it's
right.
insanity to go in that office to do anything, push print, and I have no printer. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's just so frustrating to not have hands-on teaching to do it. You have a little class you go to.
Right.
With somebody standing there and saying, here. I can do it if they just show me one time what to do. And
right.
I'm not beyond trying to do it over the phone. I'm just not great at it. And I've got a bunch of pictures of different jobs. I finally, how in the hell are you supposed to find all your pictures? I've got pictures uploaded from my phone, pictures I've taken here and there.
Text, email, we take them all. We take them all, and then we integrate them. Yeah, we make it easy.
Yeah, but you don't have to have 10 family pictures for every one roofing picture. That's what I'm saying. They're everywhere. They're on Google Photos. They're in some plane photos. They're in pictures on desktop. They're in pictures on C Drive. Something, something, something here.
Yeah.
How do you get them every flipping photo on that computer?
Mm-hmm.
How do you put it all in one place? I don't want Google backing them up. I don't need 2 and 3 and 6 pictures of the same thing because they're backed up on so many. I don't even know what Google Drive is, and they tell me it's full. Pay money because it's full. I said, empty it out. How do you empty it out? What's on there? I can't even get that to come up and tell me what's on there to delete it so that Google Drive isn't full. I don't understand all that stuff, and it just, I just walk away. I just keep walking away because, and I thought I hired somebody that would do it. And I think what he doesn't want to say is, Jolene, I don't know how either. I don't think that that male ego, because he's like 30, I don't think it's allowed him to say, I'm sorry, but I don't know how to do it either.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just zips and doesn't say anything. And months went by. And when that girl came over to look, she said, well, here's part of the problem with this company. She said, you're supposed to fill out this whole dossier. And she said, it ain't got anything but your name.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have any, nothing else is on here. And it has to be filled out. And she said, you have to click that button to get your monthly report. She said, if that button was clicked, you would have got an email that said, hey, this isn't working. And I said, well, then that's not on them. That's on me. I said, I didn't know. John didn't tell me. John's the one talking to him. But John's got his computer. He probably had it on his.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That is my hold up. I know the web page needs fixed, and I know I need some service at least to give them some months to see, you know, if the phone will ring one time and say, hey, I saw your name on Google, you know. Oh, really? Yay. How can I help you? One.
Mm-hmm.
If I got one for $249, I got one job off of it. Every month for $249, I get one job off of it. That's cheaper than a sales rep page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for that same job that John goes out and finds, I'm paying him, you know, $25,000 to $30,000. So $249 would be cheap if it got you one job a month.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is, and that's the way it's designed, you know. But if you feel more comfortable and confident going in and doing getting the website rebuilt with the gal that you know that can come there and help you, then
I don't. I feel more comfortable with y'all doing it.
Okay, cool. Then,
I just was like, because there was somebody here to tell me.
Yeah.
If y'all build it and I have access and y'all tell me how, hey, if you want to add a picture here, add it right there.
Yes, we show you. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I need to be told step by step with somebody that's not going to talk over my head.
Right.
Because I'm sure after a month or so, you're going to get it. But I'm saying in the beginning,
it takes time.
I need
to be patient. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And
that's what I need. And not just send an email, here's something else you can buy for $34 a month, like Norton does. Buy this. And I'm saying to Norton, I can't even get the password thing to work. I surely don't need any more crap from you guys when $349 was supposed to pay for the whole thing. And now it doesn't pay for anything. And that's what's frustrating. And I don't know if a lot of it's not on me with being so uncomfortable with the process. But I know I need to get past this and do it. So, yes, I think y'all have a It's $100, right, to rebuild that website.
Yes, it's a one-time $100 fee to rebuild the site, yes.
And then it's $249 month-to-month.
Mm-hmm.
Monthly.
Yep.
But it's month-to-month. It's not a contract thing.
Correct. There's no contract. We like to earn your business month in and month out.
Okay. Well, partly right now my brain is fried because I had just stepped into a 130-degree sauna when my phone rang. And so I've been sitting here in this 130-degree sauna all this time. So I've got to get out of this infrared sauna and get a shower and stuff, and then I could handle this. But I got to have an hour anyway to get out of here and get back and get a shower and get my clothes on and get in my office where I have even a credit card to do something with.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go take my lunch break, and then I'll call you back. Let's see. Right now it's like 1:30 there. I'll call you back around 3. How's that sound?
Perfect. Perfect. I can do that.
All right.
I can do
that.
Yeah, I'll either start just the $249 or start the whole thing when I can get back there and see where I am.
Where you're at financially. I got you. Yeah, we're going
to
take a
care. I got the money. I got the money to do that to 3-something, but I want to see my month-to-month where I'm going with that, because I'm trying to do a lot of advertising, which I've never done before, is a lot for advertising. But I can look at that, and then I call my CPA up and have all that done. I can do it all by 3.
All right, cool. I'll give you a call around 3. We'll get you all set up, okay, hon?
Okay. And your name again was?
My name is Amy Nelson with Local
Amy,
Flash.
Yes.
Yep, if you get any other calls, you tell them, my girl Amy always taking good care of me. Get out of here.
I'll do it.
All right.
All right. Talk to you at 3.
All right, honey. Bye now.
Bye-bye.